The alcoholic beverage industry apparently worried that we don't have enough ways to enjoy a libation continues to find new twists. One recent trend is so-called low-carb beer and wine. The next trend could be alcohol without the liquid. An American company hopes to start distributing a European machine that turns alcohol into an inhalable vapor. Slate contributor Amanda Schaefer has been looking into what's known as AWOL, or alcohol without liquid. Amanda Schaefer, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Tell us to begin with, I just can't imagine how this thing works.
Well, there's a device that you can inhale from. It looks like a slightly futuristic asthma inhaler.
So you order a martini and what happens? Tell us what happens there.
Well, what you do is you or the bartender would pour a shot of vodka or, say, whiskey into the machine, and over a period of time, the alcohol would be vaporized, and you would breathe it in along with an oxygen mist.
This sounds medicinal and not so much fun, right?
It definitely has echoes of an asthma inhaler, which doesn't sound like so much fun. But I think one of the things that has gotten people very excited about it is the marketing claim that this is a low-cal, low-carb way.
A what?
Of
You're kidding.
A low-calorie, low-carbohydrate way of enjoying alcohol.
How could that be?
Well, it turns out that claim is too good to be true.
Uh-huh.
But that has been one of the elements of the marketing campaign that's really gotten a lot of attention for the device.
From what you know about it, you haven't seen one, right? The machine?
Only pictures.
From what you can tell, is it fun? Are people actually finding it kind of a trendy thing to do in a bar?
I think the opinions are mixed. Certainly, the inventor gives it rave reviews, and from speaking to him, it was clear that this is something he enjoys doing on a fairly regular basis. He described it as a very immediate, very powerful buzz.
Now, I understand that in your research, you actually called up some physicians to ask about the health effects of this. What did they say?
I think the thing that they really worried about most was the notion that by inhaling alcohol, it would be entering the bloodstream much more rapidly, going to the brain more rapidly, and therefore the potential for addiction would be greater. That was the thing I heard the most of.
Any of them said they would try it?
I didn't ask that question specifically. I mean, a lot of them thought it seemed interesting and creative and were sort of appreciative in a certain way of all the creative things people do to try and get intoxicated. But I think virtually every doctor I spoke to, in fact, I would say every doctor I spoke to, thought that it was really dangerous. Not on the level of, say, crack cocaine, but more addictive than regular alcohol consumed the old-fashioned way.
Opinion and analysis from Slate contributor and science writer Amanda Schaefer. You'll find her article about inhalable alcohol at slate.com. Thank you, Amanda, for explaining this.
Thank you very much.